All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here. Who are we talking about today, sir?
Mike, we're talking about Brandon Flowers of the Killers.
Okay.
So, well, it seems like the guy's got a good work ethic, decent morals, good business sense.
Even though the band is named The Killers.
I know. When you think of a rock star, he doesn't seem to fit the mold, Mike.
Really?
Yeah. Brandon was raised in Las Vegas, and that had a big influence on him. He's seen the negatives of that fast and loose lifestyle.
Sure.
And especially the effect, he said, had on younger people with disposable income.
Yeah.
So you think Vegas was built for a disposable income, Mike?
You're not getting out of Vegas with your money. They will find a way to get it from you somehow.
Well, I'm going to end with something that might surprise you. So, Brandon admits to being drawn into gambling, but only for a short period of time.
Good.
Said he only lost several hundred bucks, but it did make him very wary of the destructive side of gambling.
Yep.
So he said the experience has made him cautious with his finances and how he handles his music business.
Good.
He's sharp with contracts, and the Killers had a dispute with a previous manager in 2009. It gained a high profile and eventually was settled out of court due to Brandon digging into a little bit of California's Talent Agency Act. So
yeah.
Smart guy. Brandon does value his time and has always leveraged that for his benefit by doing what he calls lucrative private gigs. He jokingly calls them money shows.
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah. But he's done well with the Killer success, managed to put away about $20 million. But Brandon is one of the few people that can say when he left Vegas, he took $5 million of Vegas money with him, Mike.
Sweet.
Even though it was from the sale of his house, Mike.